This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You're now Fox News Senior Judicial Analyst, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Good to see you, as always, Judge.
You know,
I want to move forward to this Wall Street Journal piece because there's some very sensitive language at play in all of this, right? So what has been made clear is that the agents who interviewed Michael Flynn said that he showed no signs of deception.
Agents.
Now, that's being taken if he didn't lie.
Agents well-trained and looking for signs of deception.
Right.
It turned out he did lie, and we know that. And it pains me to say this because I have a lot of affection and respect for the career of General Flynn. And I'm not so sure that I would have indicted him if I were Mueller. But we know he lied because there's a recording of the conversation. It may have been an illicit recording, but it's a recording. And so we know it occurred, even though he said it didn't. And we know what he talked about.
The unmasked conversation.
Correct.
Yes.
It was unmasked by the Obama administration. It was put in the Washington Post. It was intended to embarrass then-President-elect Trump. The question is, why did they indict him for such a minor, insignificant lie? I'm not downplaying lying.
Because the underlying conversation, there's a very good argument that there was no problem with him having that conversation.
Absolutely.
The problem was that he discussed the potential future, according to this, of whether or not the Trump administration would be open to lifting sanctions, as far as we know, which is a normal conversation to have.
Correct.
During
the underlying conversation was not only lawful, it was wholesome and to be anticipated.
Yes.
So they wanted to get a hook in General Flynn, just like they wanted to get a hook in the Papadopoulos and a hook in the Swedish lawyer whose name Vandersveen. These are very, very minor, insignificant charges because they think they can get information from these folks. So in return for not going after General Flynn for everything under the sun, failing to register as a foreign agent, all those things they had threatened him with, they cut a deal. You help us out, plead guilty to lying, maximum 6 months, which basically means no time in jail at all. But what did he help them out with? And did he help them out with anything? We don't know. It depends on who's indicted and whether General Flynn is a witness against that person.
The other thing that I found really interesting in this editorial today is this section from Andrew McCabe talking about the case. Now, what's significant here is that this is from the House Intel Report. Initially, they redacted all of this stuff.
Right.
Then they released a new version, and you would assume, oh, well, they redacted things that are classified information. But it turns out what they had blacked out so that the Intel committee couldn't see it was basically stuff that made McCabe look bad.
This is what Devin Nunes has been complaining about loud and long, that these redactions are purportedly for national security purposes. Forget about it. Most of them are to save the embarrassment of the people whose behavior is being
redacted. That's what we just put it up. It says, although Deputy Director McCabe acknowledged that the two people who interviewed Flynn didn't think he was lying, which was not a great beginning of a false statement case that they were trying to put together. Why would that be redacted from Congress?
The power to redact is a corrupt power. It shouldn't be in the hands of the people who created the document. It should be in the hands of some neutral entity to decide what is so sensitive that Congress can't see it. What will cause the death of a source? What will cause a witness to flee, a defendant to get out of the way, rather than, well, we're going to redact what makes us look bad, which is basically what they did.
And that makes them look bad.
Meantime, General Flynn is still stuck with this. And we don't know where it's going to go.
We'll see.
He pleaded guilty under oath, so he can't take that back without another charge of perjury.
The thing was so bogus to begin with that you throw the whole thing out. Is that the potential risk that could develop here? You know, what do you think? You know, fair is fair, right? Here he is. He's trapped. He's put in a no-win proposition by the powers to be. And when they illegally, I believe, go beyond their legal right, then what does that do with the original indictment? I think it compromises the whole thing. This is all part and parcel of the whole argument. Stay with us. Got a real treat coming up. Maria Armia. Yes, she's back. We're going to be talking with her. Stay with us.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
It is 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Hello, America. Bill Martinez here. I said Marie. I don't know why I said Marie. I know it's Marie. Marie Armenia. And maybe because it's been too long, so we'll blame it on her. So it's been way too long since we've had a chance to talk. I tell you, there's just something so special about Marie, and it happens to be with her mother. And the last time we talked about both our moms, and of course, her mother is Molly Bruno, the real-life prayer warrior who inspired the character Miss Clara, as you'll recall, one of our favorite movies in the film War Room. And Marie joins us right now. Marie, thank you so much. You are such a blessing. You and your mother continue to bless us.
Thank you.
Because of what she represented.
Yes, I was listening to Melissa in the previous segment, and she was talking about, you know, being an example. She said it's what you do, not what you say, that matters. And that was my mother. She was an example.
Well,
she was an example of everything a mom should be.
Exactly. Marie, what was it about her? Was it the time of life, in terms of the era that she was raised in? What mentored her? What impacted her besides the Word of God?
Yeah, the Bible, of course. Mm. I mean, I think that, we are still the way God created us, men, women. God created the manual for being a human being. And so she knew Jesus in a real way. When I was growing up, it wasn't that my parents were religious or they went to church. It was that Jesus is and was a living being in our home. He was real, and she had real answers to amazing prayer, and he was the center of her life. And so everything she did out of love for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And she was totally audacious. I mean, that's what the book is called, The Audacious
Right.
Molly Bruno. She was spunky and bold and brave, and it was, she was the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
An example.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, an example. People, because of her connection to War Room, people want to know, what was her War Room like? Her prayers changed her. She changed into, she wasn't just praying to have answers to prayer, although she got amazing answers. She was praying to connect with her Creator. She knew God, and He knew her.
Mm-hmm.
And so I often say, if your prayers aren't changing you, change your prayers. Because,
yes,
she just wanted to know the Lord, and she knew Him.
Mm-hmm.
And so she became a woman of love when she prayed for people. She prayed as if she was praying for herself or her own family.
Mm-hmm.
And, as I travel and I speak, I started to see that I was so blessed to have a mom like this.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, when you have a great mom, when you grow up with a great mom, you don't understand how great they are until you see what other people don't have. So I wrote this book sort of with the attitude of, like, if you didn't have a great mom, here's my mom, you know. Let me share my mom with you.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, how to be a wife and a mom and a Christian and how to pray and, you know, just love people.
Did you have this sense, you know, as you were looking back and you know, considering your mother in light of the Proverbs 31 woman, it seems that she personified that. Am I right?
Yes, completely. And I think that, you know, the truth is that rather than her being such a different, her being such an anomaly, I think this is what God wants us all to be. You know, she was still living when I was writing the book, and all she kept saying was, don't point to me, Marie. Make sure you tell people it's not me. It's only Jesus in me.
Right.
And I think we could all be that way if we loved him as much as she did.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what his plan is for all of us, to walk with peace. I mean, she had peace.
Mm-hmm.
She had power. You know, she was just full of life, full of love. And Jesus is the one who gives that to us. So.
Yeah, we were talking the other day about the power of liberty. And, you know, we so casually talk about freedom. I think that that somehow, you know, things get lost in definition and in translation when we're so casual about it. But here it is, one of the things that Jesus said that he came to do was to set the captives free. Your mother walked in extraordinary liberty because of the confidence that she had in Christ. And I think that's what afforded her audaciousness, do you think?
Yes. Yes, and it was an everyday audacious faith.
Mm-hmm.
She was just, I mean, she passed away and had no idea. You know, she, a portion of an interview that Stephen Kendrick had with her is on the War Room DVD.
Right.
And there's been millions of those sold. She had no idea how God was going to continue to use her life as an example before she passed away. She was just a faithful woman. Now she's famously faithful.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the example. It was every single thing was, let's pray. Every single situation was, you know, this has not taken God by mistake. God is prepared for this.
Mm-hmm.
So she was a normal mom. She was an everyday mom. And at every moment of every day, she would wake up every morning and say, this is the day the Lord has made. We will, you know, she was thankful. Yes, the Holy Spirit in her changed her into a different woman. Yes, and she was free. She wasn't afraid of the future. She wasn't afraid to die, you know, when she didn't know what to do as a mom. Because I find in talking to a lot of moms, especially 30, 20, 30, 40 somethings, we all feel like failures at times.
Mm.
You know, we just don't understand if we're doing a good job. And she just went to the Lord every day. That was what her prayer life was. God, help me to be the mom I'm supposed to be. Give me wisdom. And so, yeah, that was the freedom. She knew he had her back, you know, and yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. And the thing also that's so extraordinary about your mom is that it was in the little things. And also what she did, I'm sure she'd probably be a bit embarrassed hearing us talk about her today.
Yes.
Because as she would say, it's not about her. You know, it's about Jesus in her. And she knew that. And some people might say, well, it's not, you know, it wasn't like she left a tall building with a single bound or was flying around, but yet maybe in a sense she was spiritually. Because she was audacious, and she could, you know, she believed in what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Hey, look at you! You see the things I'm doing. You're going to even do greater things than I'm doing." And she took Jesus for his word, did she not?
Right, right. She did, and she was his witness. You know, the thing about my mom is that she is living proof that God is real. She is living proof of that. That's what people want to know: is he real? Does he really answer prayers? Can I really be forgiven? So all of these things, she was a witness of. That's what Jesus said, you will be my witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
So she's living proof of that. And I think that's what her appeal is. Like, could it be that Jesus loves me. Can it be that he can rescue me? And she, yes.
Yeah.
She would say yes. It was true.
And those very questions that are asked today, Molly Bruno still answers, even though she's not here with us.
Yes.
She is still here with us. And Marie Armenia is with us. Her book, The Audacious Molly Bruno.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
I will stand my ground where hope can be found. I will stand my ground.
Hey, we're We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We're talking with Marie Armenia, the audacious Molly Brown, amazing stories from the life of a powerful woman of prayer. Molly Bruno, the real-life prayer warrior who inspired the character Miss Clara, as you recall, in their film War Room. And we get to learn from Molly how to pray boldly with audacity, believing that nothing is impossible for God and with God, I would say to you. And Marie, is it okay? Can I read the message from your mom?
Oh, which is at the end of the... I have a card in the book. I was hoping I could read it.
All right. Would you please go ahead and read?
No.
This is precious. I love what your mom wrote. So go ahead and read it.
She wrote, it's not by, I had her write because we knew she didn't have long. And she said, it's not by chance you read this book. God had you read this book so that you would know that Jesus loves you. You may think you read this book because you want to know about Molly Bruno. But the reason you read this book is because God wants you to know about Jesus. It's Jesus who brings life. It's Jesus who brings joy. It's Jesus who brings peace. No matter how much you like what my daughter wrote about me, the only thing that matters about me is that Jesus mattered to me. I pray that through something you read in this book, the Holy Spirit will reveal to you that the love you are looking for can only be found in Jesus. Do you want me to keep going, Bill?
Yes, please keep going.
You may have had the best mother in the world, but without Jesus, you feel empty. Without Jesus, you are still searching. You may not have had a mother who loved you, and you keep looking for a mother figure to love you the way you should have been loved. I will tell you that the love you are searching for can only be found by finding Jesus. You may have ruined your life with failure, but Jesus loves you just the way you are right now as you are reading this. If you offer the simplest prayer to him, if it comes from your heart, he will hear and he will answer. Other people may have abused you, but Jesus is able to resurrect the deadness that is in your heart and bring you back to life. Church people may have let you down, but Jesus never will. I know that God is real. I know that he answers prayer. I know that he speaks to us and walks with us and cares about us. I know that he cares about you. He does. If just one person who reads this book decides to put their faith in Jesus and to live the rest of their days following him, then my whole life has been worth it all. They tell me my life will soon be ready, over. I am ready. Are you? Do you know that you have no guarantee that you will see tomorrow? I cannot bear the thought that someone reading this book is someone who might be spending eternity separated from God. Jesus loves you so much that he died to conquer the death I am now getting ready to face. I am not afraid. He is with me. Don't fear death. Find life in Jesus. And finally she wrote, listen to me. Don't put this book down assuming it's just something that happened to be in front of you. God himself allowed you to read this book so that you would know that Jesus loves you. It's not by chance you read this book. Molly Bruno, May 7th, 2015.
A year plus one day.
Yes.
Right? We're actually, we're talking 3 years, actually, because
yes.
It's 2018. I mean, these years
yes.
are flying by so quickly.
Yes, they are.
But, yes, I wanted you to read this, and I wanted the audience to hear this, because this is what Molly Bruno was all about. And ultimately, the bottom line, Marie, and I know for you and this radio show and what we do and what you do in your ministry as a singer, songwriter, and women's conference speaker, this is the bottom line of our lives, is it not?
It is the hope of our life.
Yes.
It is the hope we have. It is the foundation. And, you know, our call is to tell the people. It's their decision whether they want to believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And he's real. He's alive. And the book, I mean, my mother was a cross between Mother Teresa and Lucille Ball. You know, she was, the book is a happy, humorous, you know, she wasn't this saintly woman. She was real and happy and alive and audacious. And God was her friend. And she was living proof that God cares about people. And with all the hatred and all the fighting in our country, We have to remember that only the Prince of Peace, Jesus, can bring peace to the planet, to a person. In order for there to be peace on Earth, there has to be peace in the hearts of the people living on the planet. And the only one who can really bring peace is the Prince of Peace, Jesus.
Amen. Well, you know, Molly would have a lot to say about today's political environment. I mean, there's like 80 life lessons in this book. And, you know, and what Maria is saying here, and you need to catch this. Sometimes people say, well, I don't want to be so heavenly minded that I'm not any earthly good. Well, Molly Bruno was definitely heavenly minded, but she had a lot of earthly good to share because she was heavenly minded. Because you can't share something that you don't have, right?
Right. And she was filled with love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what a Christian should be. You know, I understand. She was filled with love, and it everyone who met her was drawn to her. Because that's what we need, Bill. We want love. That's what we're all searching for. And only God's love can fill that inner need we have.
Well, what do you think?
I hope people will, you know, I wrote the book to share my mom. I had no idea she was going to be part of a movie that has shed faith words was going to, you know, pick it up. I also want to mention, that I wrote a Mother's Day song. It's on the Faith Words page, faithwords.com. And if you click on the cover, they can go and listen to the song for free. It's called Will You Remember Love. It's a great Mother's Day song.
We're going to link it on our website, too, if that's okay.
Wonderful.
Also, the other thing, the other bonus, I mean, you get 80 great nuggets. And, I mean, you know, this is the thing I always appreciate when you speak with somebody who has lived life, and especially people of faith. There's you know, generally there's one or two nuggets. I mean, your mom, there's like 80 because she's audacious. But, hey, a bonus here, ladies and gentlemen. And last time we talked with Marie, we talked about Molly's meatball recipe. The recipe's in the book. So that's a bonus. Yes, exactly. So you get Molly's famous meatball recipe. But, you know, as we were talking about the contentiousness of our environment, one of the lessons that Molly writes is when you make a mistake, admit it, seek forgiveness for it, forgive others the way you've been forgiven, and then forget about it.
Forget about it.
Yeah. I could just hear her saying that. I mean, that is just so precious.
And that was the big lesson. We're forgiven, forgive others.
Molly's life lesson number 7. There's 80 here, so there's no way we're going to get to them all. But this is why you need to get your hands on the book. And this is, like I said, you know, especially in light of Mother's Day, and all, this is going to really warm your heart and bring some dimension to Mother's Day that heretofore you probably didn't realize. Life lesson number 7, the primary purpose of prayer is telling someone, and that's with a capital S, who loves you more than anything that you love him the same way.
Yes, he was real. On the video, on the War Room DVD, when she was talking about her prayer life, she said, every morning I get up and I feel like Jesus is waiting for me, saying, where are you, Molly? And, you know, actually, if you go to YouTube and you just put her name in, you can, you know, Molly Bruno, you can see the video of her with Stephen Kendrick. She's just adorable. People just, and, you know, because she's on the DVD, I am getting emails from all over the world, from Muslim countries. I had two emails from Kuwait about a year ago, from Africa. People want to believe that God is real, and my mother is proof that God is real. You can see it in her, it comes out her mouth, and that's the thing. We have forgotten that our Creator is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is real, and Amen. He loves us.
Another lesson.
Want a mom
is,
to love you.
Exactly.
Let my mom love you in this book.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, especially, you know, that we're coming to Mother's Day here to honor all the moms. Life lesson number 14. Don't start shaking when the world starts shaking. Okay. A lot of things happening around the world right now.
Right.
Heaven never has a national emergency. Think about that.
Right.
And prayer is always the only solution.
Yes.
Marie, as always, you are such a blessing, and your mom continues to be to us, and we appreciate the book available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website as well. The Audacious Molly Bruno, Amazing Stories from the Life of a Powerful Woman of Prayer.
Yes.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. The Bank of America Spring 2018 Small Business Owner Report found that the strength of the economy and recent changes to the federal tax code have pushed entrepreneur optimism to its highest point in 3 years. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America.
Small business owner optimism with respect to the economy and their individual business outlook have reached the highest level since 2015. Many entrepreneurs also believe changes to the tax policy will work to their advantage and are seizing the opportunity to invest in their business.
According to the survey, 54% of entrepreneurs are confident the national economy will continue to climb in 2018. Furthermore, the majority of entrepreneurs cite the tax policy changes as a game changer for small businesses, and 63% say it's made them more optimistic about their own business's outlook. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
Things can happen, and in a very audacious sort of way, huh, when we pray. And again, I remind you of Molly Bruno, the audacious Molly Bruno, this brand new book from Marie Armenia. Stephen Kendrick did the foreword, and it's only appropriate, you know, when you think of the connection of War Room and Stephen Kendrick and Miss Clara, and that is just absolutely precious. And her daughter, huh? Is Marie something else? I mean, she is definitely her mom's daughter, and just carrying on the legacy as a singer, a songwriter, a woman's conference speaker, a pastor's wife for years. She's also the former producer and on-air hostess of The Marie Show. It's a TV broadcast for women. It was aired on several Christian TV stations as well. But what a blessing. You will enjoy this book. It's going to touch you and reinforce the things that you know to be true. You know, for those of you, wherever you are in your prayer life, and, you know, sometimes you read
examples like this and you think, gosh, I thought I was a prayer warrior until I ran into Molly Bruno. But she will cause you to raise your game just a little bit. And that's a good thing. Jim DeFelice is back with us. It's been a long time and too long since we've had a chance to talk with Jim. And he's got a new project here we're going to talk about. As you'll recall, he's a New York Times bestselling author who's written over 50 books, known for his vivid, raw, and powerful portrayals of modern American military heroes, from Navy SEAL Chris Kyle's iconic memoir, American Sniper, the number one New York Times bestseller made into a film, starring Bradley Cooper, as you recall, to a groundbreaking biography on America's last five-star general, Omar Bradley, General at War. Jim, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez live. How are you?
Bill, thanks a lot for having me on. It has been too long. It's always a pleasure talking with you and sharing some time with your audience.
Hey, real quick, before we get into West Like Lightning, your whole, you know, research and all that went into the legendary Pony Express, a little, you know, update on, you know, Chris Kyle. So many of our listeners still, you know, hearts are heavy, you know, for Chris and, you know, his family. And, you know, can you give us an update here?
Sure, absolutely. Obviously, unfortunately for, you know, just to kind of let some people know, unfortunately, Chris was brutally murdered while he was trying to help help a veteran a few years ago. That person has been adjudicated and is will spend the rest of his life in jail. In the meantime, Chris's family, he's survived by his wife and two kids. Happy to report that they're doing very well. Mm-hmm. You know, you do not get over, obviously one does not necessarily get over grief like that, but mm-hmm. they kind of play through.
Right, exactly.
Zane and I worked on sort of a accounting of their story, of her story, called American Wife. Mm-hmm. And she and I are actually working on a new book that we hope will come out next year. And we're calling it American Spirit. It's a story of how a lot of people have gone through adversity, have gone through whether it's tragedy or some disability or something or other, and yet they've gone on to not only overcome it, but to help make their communities a better place. We wanted to do something positive. There's so much negative news out there now. We wanted to talk about the great things that are going on in this country, whether it's, you know, whether it's a small town or in the nation at large. And I have to tell you, it's one of the most inspirational. That's probably the most inspirational thing I've ever worked on.
Wow, that's right.
There's a lot of stories that, you know, have faith kind of as a touchstone. But you know, you talk to people all across America, and you say, wow, this is a great nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much of that is getting lost in translation because of the temperament of our political culture these days. And this is really needed, Jim, for Yuntea to be able to do something like this. And for her, as you say, you know, I was at Focus on the Family yesterday. I was talking with some friends there. And, you know, and we've all have gone through various tragedies and pains in our life. I mean, this year's been a tough year for me. We lost our mom. She's 93 at the end of March, the end of, I should say, January. And I was back in Colorado. My brother, who was a career Air Force, had COPD with some, you know, Vietnam Agent Orange related complications to his health. And he succumbed on Sunday. And, you know, and it's things that you don't necessarily, you know, get over per se, but you get through it, and it's tough getting through that process. And of course, when you have, I mean, we all have figures. You know, not everybody is the American Sniper in our life. You know, this such a dramatic character like Chris Kyle. But Taya is just, when I see her, she is such a calming influence when you know, she translates. There is, in the midst of the chaos that she's had to go through, you know, with her family and the death of her husband like this, she is such a stabilizing and peaceful figure, it translates to me.
She absolutely is. And, you know, you could watch her walk into a room of grieving Gold Star widows, and suddenly the atmosphere in the room just entirely changes. She's just, there's something about, you know, the way she deals with people that's just remarkable. And, you know, it's really a gift to be able to share that with people.
Right, exactly. Now, I understand that you might be doing a TV miniseries as well on ABC. Is that correct?
Oh, boy, word gets out, doesn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, well, you know these little birds, they fly around in the whole deal. I mean,
well,
hey, you think D.C. leaks. I mean, you know, hey, you know the business.
As a matter of fact, yes, you're absolutely right. We've been working on it for a while, but you know, we're moving through production now, and so it's going to be, you know, hopefully phenomenal. I'm sure it'll be phenomenal. We have just some really, really dedicated people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be just kind of a consulting producer kind of person. We'll have somebody else going to work on the script, but I have to say, everybody involved is top notch. The execs, when I met with them originally at ABC, they were so gung-ho, so this is a positive American story, we got to do it, and they moved mountains to get it.
Well, if you need somebody to come and bring you coffee or something, boy, I'd love to be in the that's going to be, you talk about an opportunity, and of course we can't wait to see the final results, but wow, there's going to be a, yeah, you know, when
that's my job to bring them coffee. I'm not sure, though.
If you need somebody to bring you coffee, to bring them coffee, you know, I'll be there for you, you know. So what a project. Now, speaking of projects, the Pony Express, I mean, of all the things that you have, you know, you've written about, what drew you to the history of the Pony Express?
Well, here's the thing, right? I write about heroes, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's Chris or Omar Bradley. Today's VE Day, by the way.
Yes.
And, you know, Ivan Castro, Johnny Walker. I've been so, so lucky and privileged to write about these heroes. So I wanted to do, but I wanted to do that. That's what I do. I wanted to do that again. But I also wanted to have a little fun. You know, because we need, especially these days, as you were saying, you know, we need a little levity. We need, you know, some good news. And where else to get it but the Pony Express? Because you have all of these legends and a lot of truth, a lot of history, really parallel to our own time. But, you know, you can have a lot of fun with it. I mean, you know, you cannot write about Bill Hickok without having fun.
Exactly. Plus, guys love adventure. Ah, we love adventure.
Well, there you go. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm guilty.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm right with you, buddy. Hey, Westlake Lightning, more from Jim on his latest book coming up, Stay With Us, America, 18, before the top of the hour right now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
This report is brought to you by General Mills. Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions for a chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Braden Mannering launched Braze Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Inderlin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community.
Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joya Joaquim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. New York Times best-selling author Jim DeFelice is with us. We're talking about his newest popular history book, The West Like Lightning, as he resurrects the heroes of the Old West to recreate the sweeping drama of the American frontier's most audacious enterprise, the legendary Pony Express. Jim drove the entire 2,000-mile stretch. I mean, talk about, taking his work seriously here, because that's what he does. Took the entire 2,000. I could have brought you coffee during the 2,000-mile stretch here, I'm telling you.
And I could have used coffee during some of that. I drove it. I also walked a whole bunch of it. We'll forget whether I was on government land where I was or was not supposed to be. We don't mention that.
Well.
I did get lost at one point somewhere in Utah or Nevada. If I knew exactly where it was, I probably wouldn't have been lost.
And,
you're kind of out there and the cars, in that direction somewhere, and you start walking, and it's the desert. There's nobody there. It's hot, but I think to myself, all I have to really do is just keep going in this direction, and I'm going to hit something.
Yes.
My Boy Scout training, right?
Exactly. Right. Right.
But for these guys back in 1860. When that something like that happened, if the horse, threw a leg, or you got off to, call the nature or whatever, or you got lost.
No AAA during those days.
You're in big trouble.
Yeah.
You're in a lot more trouble than your cell phone not working.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what these guys dealt with. There were different dangers all along the way, whether it was there was some Indian trouble at one point, or 30-foot snowdrifts in the Sierra. know, they toughed it out.
You know, it was a time, you know, you think about contention. I mean, there was lots of contention going on. You know, we're on the brink of civil war in 1860. All this is happening right now. And then, meanwhile, you got the Pony Express Trail from Sacramento to St. Joe, Missouri. You know, a lot of stories between those points of demarcation, are there not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You have a lot of, you know, you're mentioning conflict. It's certainly... In riding through Kansas, it's bloody. You know, got the nickname Bloody Kansas for a reason.
Right.
You know, and the Pony Express riders are kind of right in the middle of it. They're teenagers, but the state, not only Kansas but Missouri, across the river, they're kind of split. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, tempers flare at different times. But then you have these other characters. You have Wild Bill Hickok. Who's a great character. You have Bronco Bob. You have the quote unquote white Indian who was allegedly raised by Indians and then went on to become a superintendent of the Pony Express and then a Mormon bishop. And you have Jack Slade, who happens to be one of my favorite characters. Mm-hmm. Slade was kind of famous as a hard guy, if you got on his wrong side. He straightened out and set up the some of the stations very early to establish the Pony Express, and they found out that someone was stealing horses from the company, so he went out to take a look, and lo and behold, he finds out that it was the station master, someone in their employ.
Oh, wow.
Well, they had some words, and... the end result was that the fellow who, the alleged horse thief, was, if he was doing any thieving, it was not on this earth anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And to make sure that there were no other thieves, Slade chopped off his ear and nailed it to a fence post. They had no trouble after that.
Yes. Yeah, having an ear or two ripped off, maybe that would be the answer today, maybe. I'm just kidding. But, you know, there's something about, you know, when the wild frontier justice system, I mean, there was ways to handle, like you say, to let people know you're not going to necessarily repeat it. I think it's quite ironic today. You know, we often hear in the political system, we got to make sure we check this out, we really get to the bottom of this so that it'll never happen again. Oh, yeah, right.
Well, you know, human nature being what it is. The funny thing, there's a coda on the Jack Slade story, though. He, after the Pony Express, he goes further out west, and there's some other misadventures, and he becomes an upright citizen in a small town and joins the vigilante committee, and he's a really good vigilante. As a matter of fact, he's so good a vigilante that the other people on the vigilante committee get a little worried about him, and eventually he gets hanged for being too enthusiastic a vigilante.
Oh, yeah, that'll. So, this is why we live life moderately, okay? So it keeps you from getting hung.
That's the old west, though. That's,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Why I love Pony.
Well, Jim, the Pony Express, I mean, it was incredible, you know, delivering thousands of letters. I mean, at record speed, I mean, amazing. You say, you know, these are teenagers on horseback, you know, traveling, what, about 190 miles a day?
Well, it would depend on where we were and, you know, and what time. But you would, I would say at least 100 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they would do is every 10 miles or so, they would change horses. So they had a special kind of mail bag they called a moquila that mm-hmm. had four pouches, and it was made out of leather and fit right over the saddle. So you'd kind of ride at a pretty decent pace, not necessarily mm-hmm. gallop the whole way.
Right.
The horse wouldn't be able to, you know, go 10 miles at that kind of pace.
Mm-hmm.
But you would come up, you'd certainly like ride with a fury through town. You ride up, you come to the station, you throw yourself off the horse, throw the saddlebag or the maquila over the saddle, and you ride off. And you do that about 10 times.
Mm.
And you do it whether, you know, it's the middle of the day or the dark of night, and whether it's raining or snowing or sleeting or whatever it's doing. If it's a tornado, you still go.
Yeah.
So these kids were really athletic, the ones that lasted. There were two kinds of Pony Express riders. There were the kind that... wanted the money. It was pretty good pay. And would last maybe two rides. And then there were the guys that rode the whole time that, they were tough guys. When they bragged, they wouldn't brag about how fast they went. They would brag, well, yeah, I had to ride 300 miles because there was no exchange there. So they're kind of endurance athletes.
Exactly. Well, these are your modern day truckers, aren't they?
You mm-hmm. have your modern day, they're kind of a combination, trucker, athlete really, and rock mm-hmm. star, because they were very, the Pony Express was really, really famous in that short time that they did. And people would lionize them. We have some stories in the book about Al Fry, who's allegedly possibly the first rider from St. Joe's. And it said that, he must have broken, dozens and dozens of hearts. Mm-hmm. And allegedly the first donut with a round donut, I should mm-hmm. say, with a hole in it, allegedly was invented so he could scoop it up from his girlfriend or candidate for a girlfriend uh-huh. while he was on the ride. I don't know that that's true, but it's a great story.
Yeah, you love these kind of urban legends. This is what makes it all. It adds to the fascination of it all. And then you have the real life stories, as you mentioned, like Wild Bill Hitchcock. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, Wild Bill Hitchcock was actually had worked for the for the parent company, and he gets injured in kind of an on the job. There was no OSHA at the time, but they did take care of him. They in kind of a make-work thing on one of the stations. And he ends up a little bit in a dispute over some money back at that station, and is involved in the details are a little sketchy, but certainly a man died. And that actually ends up as the first murder that he was involved in. Now, I have to give him his due, because he later says that he actually didn't commit the murder mm-hmm. there, so, and it was justified homicide. I wasn't there.
Hey, it's the Wild West. It's the Wild West, and that's what happens. Those were in the days when might made right, whether you liked it or not, right?
Well, and a shot, and in that case, a shotgun behind or in front of a curtain could even the odds.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's quick justice, I guess, if depending on what side of justice you want to be on. There's a mail solution that was used for 18 months during the Pony Express, you say, that inspires the system to this day. What was that?
Well, what we have is, we have the postage, system and the franking system and how they're exchanging. And, to this day, we have the same passage. They were using the telegraph, actually. Because of the need to keep things light, it was kind of like Twitter or more like, messages and that sort of thing today. How we work, we try to write in, very limited number of characters. They were doing the same thing, just keep it light and the cost down.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is good fun, and for you, Jim, how much fun was it to do all this research? 2,000 miles from Sacramento to St. Joseph, Missouri, a lot of fun, a lot of people along the way that you met, and it's all right there in the book, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and I really have to take my hat off to everybody at that along the way. They were so kind. There are so many resources that...
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the fresh start.
Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX.